At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A Texas Senate committee this morning will hear testimony on the controversial bathroom bill. During the regular legislative session, the House and Senate couldn't come to a compromise over the bill, which would regulate transgender public restroom use. The bathroom bill's a priority for Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, but House Speaker Joe Strauss opposes it. Just yesterday, the National Episcopal Church urged Strauss to continue opposing the bill. A slew of tech companies, business, and tourism groups have also voiced opposition. It's estimated a 30-day special session will cost Texas taxpayers more than $1 million. The most expensive part is paying for legislative per diems and salaries. Judge Katie Kennedy sits on the Texas Ethics Commission, the governing body that oversees legislative pay.
The Constitution sets the salary at $600 per month, but that can be increased if the Texas Ethics Commission recommends it.
Our Statewide Texas Decide series, a very special session, concludes with a look at what Texans are getting for their money when it comes to legislative pay. That's tonight at 6:20. Renee Hall will be the first woman to run the Dallas Police Department. In our Friday conversation, Rick Holter caught up with Detroit's current deputy chief on the line from her office.
You'll be putting on some pretty big shoes here. Chief David Brown, of course, became a national figure after the police ambush last summer. I wonder what you thought a year ago when you watched from afar how he handled that awful night.
You know, my heart goes out to the entire city of Dallas, especially the men and women of the police department, and I have the utmost respect for Chief Brown, even before the incident, but definitely to be able to manage all that was taking place at that particular time. I mean, there's no planning that you can do for that. There's, you know, no matter how many years of policing you have under your belt, I don't think you can ever prepare for such a tragedy. But I think that he was very noble in his approach, and I just commend him on the way he handled it.
There was so much grief and such resolute talk after last July 7th. Still, there are long-term problems here. There have been waves of retirement, including Chief Brown himself. Dallas has lost officers to the suburbs that pay more. Leaders here say they're 400 officers short of what they need. That's more than 10%. How do you tackle something like that?
The good part about my experience and my leadership is I come from a department that had similar, if not more, challenges. The city of Detroit experienced bankruptcy, a mass exodus of officers, pension cuts, pay cuts, low morale. So we went through some of the same challenges. And the experience garnered is to make sure that we're properly policing, that we build the morale of the officers. What I learned is that officers, they didn't join the Dallas Police Department, much like the Detroit Police Department, for pay. They joined because they had a passion for the job. They have a passion for the community that they serve, and they want to make a difference.
As a society, do we ask too much of police?
I won't say that we ask too much. There's so many societal issues. There's just so many things that come into play when law enforcement is brought to the table. So I think what we have to do and what I've seen that works is that law enforcement has to be the mediator and we have to be the lead in bringing the right people to the table to address those concerns. We can't arrest our way out of these situations. That's not the answer.
You're the first woman to get the job as chief here. How do you win over the guys?
I've been in law enforcement for nearly 19 years and I'm a leader in the organization that I'm in. And I really want people not to just look at me as a woman chief. I want you to look at me as a chief. I'm here because I have the ability. I don't want to win over anybody based on my sex. I want to win over the officers because they believe in me, that I'm supporting them, that I'm giving them what they need to be successful in the streets of Dallas. So, you know, I am a woman, and I'm proud to be a woman. But I need people to understand that I'm a chief.
Now, there's you, there's Lupe Valdez as sheriff, there's Faith Johnson as district attorney, three women of color in the three highest profile law enforcement jobs here. What do you think that says about Dallas County?
If Dallas County has picked the strongest candidate for each one of those jobs and those individuals are doing the best job possible and they're making a difference in the community, then I don't think it's important what their gender is. What the question is, what kind of job are we doing?
Your roots in this business run deep. You've served almost 19 years in Detroit. Your dad was a five-year veteran when he was killed on duty shortly after you were born. How did that shape your career path?
Honestly, it was divine. If you had asked me early on what was I going to do with my life, I was going to be a lawyer. So if you want to make God laugh, you tell him your plan. So I do believe that law enforcement for me is a calling, that I'm finishing out what my dad started. What I can say is it has made me more passionate about law enforcement as a whole, the safety of our officers. My father didn't make it to off-duty roll call. So my job, my responsibility, my leadership is to ensure that each one of my officers come back the way they left.
What do you think your dad would say at the news that his baby daughter has become a big city police chief?
I think he would need Vaseline on his teeth because he would be smiling, you know, continuously. My dad, of course, died when I was 6 months old, so I really don't have real memories of him. I was too young. But I believe just from the stories I've heard from my mom and family that he would be so proud.
Renee Hall, Deputy Chief in Detroit and soon to be Chief of the Dallas Police, thanks for taking the time.
I appreciate you for giving me a voice at this time, so thank you so much.
And after nearly 25 years with the Fort Worth Modern Art Museum, senior curator Michael Opping is retiring. He's curated some of the Modern's biggest shows, including the recent retrospective on Frank Stella and the first Texas exhibition of British painter Lucian Freud. Opping says the art market's big money has put big pressures on museums.
The money involved is incredible. The Lucian Freud show I did, the insurance value on that show was $1 billion. To insure a $1 billion exhibition for 3 months costs about $1.4 million.
We'll hear more from Michael Opping tonight during All Things Considered. A heat advisory is in effect for the listening area until Saturday, otherwise sunny and hot skies today with a high near 99. Tonight looks to be mostly clear with a low around 88. Tomorrow much of the same, sunny with highs in the upper 90s.